Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. One of the things that really gets me excited is when some piece of scripture comes to life within my heart. Now, I get it. I'm a preacher. I'm supposed to say that from everything from Genesis to maps in the scriptures. But this one passage that Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, really captures my heart. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. You ever feel like you got a disconnect between your head and your heart? Man, I feel like this happens to me all the time. I mean, I find myself where I think I'm pretty kind, fairly compassionate, kind of forgiving, but this verse that doesn't drag on very long really kind of points everything in the right direction. It doesn't give room for partial approval. You know, sometimes we use stories to illustrate some real hard application of God's work in our life. I found myself some years ago where I thought to myself, I can't believe they did that to me. I can't believe he said that about me. I feel like I'm all alone. It's me against the world. And then I realized that's typically the voice of Satan saying to you that Jesus isn't enough for you. Well, on one occasion, an expert of the law stood up to test the Lord Jesus, and he said, "What do I have to do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" And he answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Well, you answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he said, "And just exactly who is my neighbor?" And Jesus goes off and tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And at the end of the day, Jesus asked the question, "Well, which of those three do you think was a neighbor to the man that fell into the hands of the robbers?" And the guy questioned says, "Oh, well, the one who had mercy on him." And then Jesus goes and drops the mic when he says, "Go and do likewise." I read a blog not long ago from our friends at Dwell, the people that do those temporary tattoos, key fobs, and beautiful artwork for memorizing scripture. And inside of their blog, I read a couple of things that really brought a lot of light to this. Three short things. Number one, one of the ways that we learn to live this way is stop justifying myself. This guy was an expert in the law, so what he wanted to do was to make a point. Jesus isn't about making points. Jesus is about offering hope. Number two, you know, having head knowledge is pretty worthless without having heart application. I mean, it doesn't mean your mind doesn't matter at all, but everything that matters springs from our heart. And you know what? I have to learn to apply the law to my life, but I really need to apply God's love to my life. Third, true compassion, true kindness is an overwhelmingly beautiful thing. I mean, true compassion, true kindness, it's impartial, it's inconvenient, and it's costly. So here we are, challenged by the Lord Jesus. He's challenging us to not live just wild, blind to our own inconsistencies and just spend time justifying our shortcomings. When I stop and I think about this passage, I'm reminded I'm to be kind and compassionate. I wonder who to? To one another. Well, who's that? Everybody. Forgiving each other. Well, who's that in particular? Whoever I need to. Just as in Christ, God has forgiven me. And you, my friend. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. And make sure that you just stay around and look forward to the new podcast coming entitled The Positive Talk Podcast later this summer. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.